It's time for Barreled Up by Ball Cap Sports. Here's your host, Jim Riley.
Monday's Mets and Braves doubleheader is any indication about the type of baseball we are in store for this October. Then strap in, because this postseason is going to be a wild ride, and I am taking it as a sign from the baseball gods that, yes, we are going to have a fantastic October. Now, it's not going to be fantastic for everyone. There will be winners, which means there have to be losers. In this video, I'm going to go through my first round predictions. Who is going to have an early exit and who is moving on to take on the number one or the number two seed in the AL or the NL? Please leave your predictions down below and I will give you mine right now. Make sure to leave a like if you enjoy your time here. Let's start with the Royals and the Orioles, a 5-4 matchup that will take place in Baltimore. The Orioles seem to be coming back around with the bats. That had been an area that had struggled. But Ryan Mountcastle comes back and everything seems to be right again. They're going to go up against some supreme pitching when it comes to the Kansas City Royals. I ranked the pitching staffs for this postseason, and I got Kansas City third. And the Baltimore Orioles are not second. They're not first. So they are going to be going up against a tougher pitching staff. But the problem for Kansas City is that outside of Bobby Witt and Sal Perez, this team really can't hit. Vinny Pascantino is trying to work his way back. And even if he's only halfway healthy, he's a better option than half the other guys on this club. So the Royals are going to be a team that it won't be an easy out, but they're going to be a team that struggles to score runs. And this Oriole team, while they'll be going up against a supreme pitching staff, their bats are far superior than the Kansas City bats. Gunnar Henderson, we've got Anthony Santander, you've got hot weeks from Mountcastle and O'Hearn and Mullins that those players are going to look to carry into this first round. So we've got a really good matchup. And we've also got, even though Baltimore does not have the best pitching staff or one of the top three pitching staffs in this postseason, they do have Corbin Burnes. Corbin Burnes, not too many pitchers have been better than he in the month of September with an ERA in the low ones. I believe it was 1.20, if memory serves me correct. Corbin Burnes is locked in. Corbin Burnes can go out there and grab that first game. It'll be Burnes against Ragans, and I believe Corbin Burnes, you're seeing the best version of him right now, and that should be enough to get it done. This is going to be low scoring. No doubt about it, this is going to be low scoring. This is going to be 3-1 and 2-0 and 4-3 and those kind of outcomes. It's going to be close and it's going to be low scoring. But in the end, give me the Baltimore Orioles to get over on the Kansas City Royals and advance. Last year, this team felt the sting of an early exit. I don't think they will feel that again this year. How about the other American League matchup? The Astros and the Tigers, the number six against the number three. The Houston Astros have the best pitching staff in this October postseason. Better than San Diego, better than Kansas City. Those are the other two teams in my top three. I give the edge to the Houston Astros. The Detroit Tigers have the best pitcher in this postseason with Tarek Skubal. If I'm drafting pitchers from this series for a fantasy baseball team, Tarek Skubal is the first player off the board. There's no doubt about that. And I do believe the Detroit Tigers will win the first game of this series and send the baseball world into a frenzy. Oh my God, the Astros are going to be eliminated by the Detroit Tigers. Tarek Skubal can lead them to a victory. But, And I understand that there is some good pitching in this bullpen, and they are piecing it together, but Houston's pitching is far superior. Detroit's bats aren't good enough. Game one might be 1-0. That may be how this goes. I don't think it continues that way. I believe Houston will take game two. They will take game three. And in the end, the Houston Astros will eliminate the Detroit Tigers after Detroit still grabs that first game. It won't be enough because after Framber Valdez in game one, the Houston Astros can throw Hunter Brown at you. They can throw Yusei Kikuchi at you. They can throw Justin Verlander at you. They can throw Ronald Blanco at you. They have so many different arms that are at operating at an elite level right now that they are going to throw at you. And they know that that's how you're going to have to win. You are going to have to pitch your face off to advance. They've done it before. They will do it again here and advance past the Detroit Tigers. Let's go to the National League. Braves and Padres. The Atlanta Braves getting in the very last game. The very last game of the doubleheader against the Mets. The Braves get in. Now they travel to San Diego to take on one of the hottest teams in baseball and a team that many are pinpointing for a World Series trip. This San Diego team is legit. The pitching has been about as good. Check that. The pitching has been as good as it has been at any point this year. So much so that it is making up for the fact that the run scoring has actually tailed off a little bit. It hasn't mattered. They're still winning because of the pitching. Michael King has been phenomenal in the month of September. And Michael King isn't even the first guy you think of when you think about who we have to go up against today. You're thinking Dylan Cease, Joe Musgrove. You're thinking Yu Darvish. You better be thinking about Michael King. That's how good this rotation is, how deep this rotation is. They go four strong, and their bullpen is very good. I know Suarez has been a little shaky, but they went out at the deadline and acquired Scott, and they acquired Adam to add into the other pieces that they had because this was a good bullpen. Let me get that out correctly, as it was. And they got even better, and they made up for any potential deficiency or any potential bumps in the road. And Suarez has had some bumps in the road, but they made that bullpen unit to the degree where it's one of the best in baseball and can move forward. So you have a great bullpen. You have a fantastic rotation. You have a team from a hitting and a bat perspective. I know they're not going to have Ha-Seong Kim, but you've got Jackson Merrill's probably going to be the rookie of the year. You've got Jurickson Profar having a phenomenal year. You've got Luis Arraez. These are three guys that weren't there last year when the Padres struggled and missed the postseason. You add those three in with Nando and Manny and Cronenworth, and I don't know why that just went backwards. You add those names in. This Padres team is deep. Atlanta, I'm sorry. San Diego is too good. And with the news that Chris Sale is not going to be available in this wild card round, I just don't see the pitching stacking up with San Diego's pitching. Give me the Padres to advance to take on the Dodgers in the second round. It was a great job by the Braves to get here. They have overcome some tremendous odds with all of the injuries that they have dealt with. This final injury, the Chris Sale injury, will be the kiss of death. And the Atlanta Braves, unfortunately, will mark the 2024 season as a missed opportunity. If you had Sale, if you had Strider, if you had Ronald, things could be different. If you had Austin Riley, things could be different. Listen to the names I just rattled off. They're not there. Atlanta, I don't think, has enough to get past San Diego. The final matchup in the National League is the Mets and the Brewers. The 6 against the 3. Now, these two teams just went head-to-head, and the Brewers took 2 out of 3. And on the season, the Milwaukee Brewers have taken 5 out of 6. So you got to think that this is going to continue, right? Well, let's analyze it for a moment. The New York Mets are coming in with Francisco Lindor. Not the MVP, but kind of the MVP. About as close to being an MVP without going to be an MVP as can be. you have a rotation. You didn't have to burn Luis Severino on the doubleheader. So you're going to have Manaea. You're going to have Severino lined up. You're going to have Peterson, who pitched a gem on Sunday to get a win. He'll be lined up, likely to pitch game three if you get to that point, and you're going to feel confident there. This Mets team, if you have Manaea and you have Severino and you have Peterson, I'm feeling pretty good. And when I think about the bats, when I think about Francisco Lindor, when I think about what they can do, I'm feeling pretty good. From the Milwaukee side of things, this is a team that is going to most likely line up Peralta, Savali, and Myers to go. And that's a good group. These are not the Milwaukee names that you're used to, because Burns is gone and Woodruff has been hurt all year. This is not that group. It's a different group, but they are effective. This is a Milwaukee pitching staff that will get the job done. And from a hitting perspective, William Contreras is incredible. Willy Adames has been amazing. Jackson Churio with an OPS over 900 in the second half after a, 500 in the first half. Jackson Churio, if he had done that all year, he would be the runaway rookie of the year in the National League. So this team, even though Christian Yelich is out and has been out for some time, this Milwaukee team is dangerous. But here's the thing. Milwaukee did just show their hand. They showed them everything they got. Took 2 out of 3. So the Mets know what they need to do. That's number one. Number two, I keep saying it, this Mets team feels like a team of destiny. A team that is going to get it done. They were down 3-0. Took a 6-3 lead. Immediately blew that. And it didn't matter. They came back again. This is a Mets team that is a get up off the mat kind of team. Francisco Lindor is a phenomenal leader. There is veteran leadership across the board. You've got pitchers on this team pitching like they haven't in 5 years. There's so much going in favor of the Mets that is beyond just the general, let's see what are we analyzing from the stat sheet, or what are we analyzing from on the field play. This just seems like there is something divine happening here. New York Mets, team of destiny stuff, will get over on the Milwaukee Brewers and advance to take on the Philadelphia Phillies. My prediction. So here we are with these predictions. We are lined up for Astros and Guardians. Baltimore, New York, that's great. Baltimore just took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Does that matter? We're now in the ALDS. Obviously, it doesn't matter. That was September. Now it's October. But they will go head-to-head. They know each other very well. We'll have Mets and Phillies. Incredible. Padres and Dodgers. Incredible. It will be set up for a fantastic, fantastic second round. And let's say I'm wrong, which happens from time to time. I don't like to admit it, but it does happen. If we have Braves and Dodgers, that will be outstanding. If we have Tigers and Guardians, that Tiger story will be fantastic. Tigers fans will be coming at me with pitchforks and bow and arrows, but hey, I can duck and dodge pretty good. We'll work our way through it. But if this is how it plays out, I'm going to have a fantastic second round with all of those rivalries. New York and Philly, San Diego and LA, Baltimore and New York. Those rivalries will add more fuel to the October flames. And it'll be great. It'll be great. It's going to be great regardless. I'm so happy we're here. Again, this Monday doubleheader really stoked the flames, and it is a fire raging when it comes to the postseason right now. I am pumped up. I am ready to go. I'm ready to do this. We will have live streams constantly throughout October, so make sure if you haven't yet, turn those notifications on so you don't miss anything. The excitement of the results on the field, teams getting eliminated, teams advancing, teams surprisingly getting eliminated, me being right, me being wrong. I'll come in here. If Detroit takes out Houston in 2 games, I will be here. I will be excited for you, Tigers fans, and you will be allowed to come in here, Tigers fans, and give me a ton of shit. That's how it works. I'm ready for it.